Well, here we are gathered together once again in Studio 1A for another day page. And the first thing that we're going to do is salute the coffee bean juice. Once again, it's from the thermos. And this morning, our producer, Peter Patriot, is a little bit disturbed because he finally broke down and set up a Facebook page so that he could manage the Radio InfoWeb Facebook page. So he got onto Facebook and tried to register his name, Peter Patriot, and they wouldn't accept it. They didn't believe that it was a real name. So he started, like most people would, trying other things and wound up with Peter Patriotti. So Peter Patriot is now Italian, and he is Peter Patriotti. And Facebook has shot itself in the head because their whole objective is to have you use your real name. And Peter Patriot tried to use his real name and they wouldn't accept it. So now they have one more fake name to worry about. And that whole thing is pretty imbecilic, wouldn't you say? Well, I'm Rex Latchford and I am now a little bit awake. The cattle prod did work this morning. We're going to have some fun with the New York Times because in today's New York Times, they're asking questions. Asking questions of their readers might not be the place to go for expertise. So, who's going to answer the New York Times questions? We are. So, here we go. The first question is, should we have supported the Morsi regime in Egypt as a democratic institution? And the answer is, no, it wasn't democratic. Morsi was elected under false pretenses. In other words, he lied. And since our government is full of liars, that put them in a tough spot because should they question another lying leader? Also, there was the fear of appearing anti-Muslim, as if they could stop appearing that way to Muslims anyway. Lies and chicken poop. So the answer is, good thing Egypt's military is relatively benign and provided some leadership, something the U.S. military probably couldn't muster. Okay, moving along. The next question. Can we have democracy and justice when there are secret laws and secret courts and secret snooping? And the answer, no. No amount of lying can change that either, of course. And question three, coming out of a recession, will everyone be able to pay for medical insurance at the risk of going to jail? No. We hope there's plenty more room in jail and lots of doctors there because, unfortunately, this aspect of Obamacare could result and several steps backwards instead of a shaky step forward in the healthcare reform thing, which is desperately needed. So, next question. Next hit of coffee. Next question. Can Rex Latchford function without caffeination? And the answer is no. No, that one doesn't really count. Question four. Will FBI Director nominee James B. Comey be as independent as he's cracked up to be? And the answer? No, duh. Come on. Another tool of the government. So, now the New York Times knows where to come for answers. Day page on Radio InfoWeb. So, interact with us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio InfoWeb. Like us. Or don't like us. But Facebook will only let you like us, so may as well do that. Why not? You can call us and leave us your verbal retort at 646-450-5477. And you can text that number too. And you can email us, radio@infoweb.net. So that's it for this one. We'll see you when the big page turns in the big book in the sky. And it's time for another day page.